Fine then. Amber gives me a hug, then looks at me. You okay?
I'll tell you later,
I whisper, as her daughter Sophie, who arrived in stripy pyjamas, white fluffy dressing gown and bunny slippers, pounds upstairs to find Emily. I pour her a glass of red wine and get Robert a bottled beer, and we lean against the kitchen island, dipping kettle chips into a tub of taramasalata, while Tom and Robert go through his application at the table. They're soon done and move on to the subject of football, Tom leaning back, his arms locked behind his head, Robert hunched over the form, lazily scratching one arm. I roll my eyes at Amber and she scoops up a handful of crisps. So, she says, how is beautiful Bognor?
Chilly. I can feel myself going pink. I've kept the truth from her and I'm not even sure why.
A mixture of shame and schoolgirlish excitement at having a big, scary secret, I suppose.
Honestly, sometimes I make myself cringe.
I haven't shown you the new curtains in Josh's room, have I?
Her glance is questioning. No, dearest, I don't think you have. We go up to the children's floor, and Amber dutifully admires them, commenting on the neatness of my stitching. They have blue and white vertical stripes with boats painted on top. I sit on the single bed while Josh breathes noisily beside me in his cot.
So, what's the great mystery?
I rub my nose and look away, smooth and fold a muslin square.
I shouldn't tell her, but I can't help myself. You have to swear you won't say anything to anyone, not even Robert.
Okay, I swear. Vicky, what is it? You're starting to worry me.
Her eyes widen.
Oh my God, you're not pregnant, are you?
I glance at my 9-month-old son.
No, I am not. I've done... well, nearly done something really stupid.
What?
I feel her eyes on my profile. There's this man.
She squeals and claps her hand over her mouth.
Please don't tell me you're having an affair.
I'm not. But I very nearly did. That's where I was today. With him.
You didn't go and see your mum?
I shake my head.
Bloody hell, Vicky.
I know, but we both realized how much we were risking. Amber, I love Tom, I really do.
I cover my face with my hands and groan.
I must have been mad.
You didn't do anything.
I sigh heavily.
Nope.
That isn't exactly true. We kissed and talked when we could, and exchanged texts when we couldn't. But that doesn't count as doing. I get up abruptly and lean over Josh's cot.
He's so adorable when he's asleep. He snuffles, and I touch his head gently, stroking his hair with the edge of my thumb.
So, come on, spill. Who made the first move? How far did you go?
Far enough, okay? But not actually, you know.
No penetrative sex, then.
We morph into two idiotic, giggling schoolgirls.
Will you shut up? No, there was not. There was kissing and a bit of fumbling, followed by total panic on my part and confusion on his.
I stop laughing and say more soberly,
it wasn't one of my finer moments. I'm so, so thankful nothing happened.
Amber's face is alive with curiosity.
Who is it?
I'm not telling you.
Well, I'll guess then. Does he live around here? She thinks I'm not serious.
No comment.
I'll take that as a yes.
Amber, please, honestly... it's over.